We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you're down to the final game of district play Friday night. Tomorrow night you'll take on Chautauqua, and your ball club pretty much has that number one seed wrapped up, but you want to solidify with a victory on Friday night. But what's it going to take to get that win on Friday?
Oh, well, I think we just got to, you know, stay physical as we have been, and keep, you know, doing our fundamentals as good as we can. And quite frankly, I think if we just focus on physical and fundamental, we should be able to take care of business down there.
Now, you did have a game last Friday night. It was against Northeast Arma, and I guess the plus is you got to play, and the other plus is your ball club came away with a victory, winning 52-6 over Northeast Arma, a team that was dipping down into the eight-man realm. And first off, how'd you feel about the way the guys played on Friday night?
We came out pretty good, pretty fired up. It was our senior night, so, I mean, everybody was really wanting to make sure they went out on a really, really good note, and I think we did that. That Arma team was, if they were allowed to play eight-man for real, they'd probably be a pretty decent eight-man team. But, you know, they just got stuck in, you know, limbo there with their numbers. But we came out and we played pretty good.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And with Chautauqua coming up tomorrow night, as mentioned already, what's the next step you'd like to see your ball club take as you get ready for the postseason? Or have your guys kind of been treating this whole district time like a playoff?
Well, and that's something I've always tried to tell them about. You know, we like to, you know, play our league teams and beat our league teams, but the whole goal is always, you know, number one in our district. We like to have those two home games right off the bat. That's a big plus when it comes to playoffs. So we've been treating district time like playoffs. We've been trying to take our time and get healthy and get, you know, some things ironed out and buttoned up, you know, before we have to really start, you know, focusing on later down in the playoffs. And we've been lucky enough to be able to do that.
Do you feel like your team's playing at the level they need to going into the postseason?
Yeah, we're getting there. I still think that there's some things about focus and execution that we can still button up, but we are definitely getting there. I tell them, you know, when we play teams that we should ought to beat, we're not, you know, I tell them we're not practicing for this team. You know, we're practicing for the teams that we're going to be playing later in the playoffs that are going to be better than this team. With a small team, those are things you got to pay attention to. Since we can't really compete that much in practice, we've got to make sure kids don't get, you know, oh, well, I'm going to play no matter what because there's only eight of us or 11 of us. I want to make sure that they understand that we're practicing to compete against the teams that we want to beat later in the playoffs. And right now, I think our kids are doing that.
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Chautauqua, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.